happy gay month, cause you know you gay and stuff. Be who you are for your pride.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Doc Report Podcast. It's your boy Doc coming at you all. And so I wanted to, first off, as I do every episode, I want to thank you all for your continuous support of FNL Radio and the Doc Report Podcast. I have been so busy with work that is taking me off my trail, my little path a little bit for doing the shows. Like I said, I was going to continuously do. But I am back. I am at a smoother, little smoother, you know, situation in my career right now where I can actually put some more effort and time back into the podcast again. Everything's smoother now. I'm learning my time and my work-life balance, and it's been really cool. So I took that other time just to relax a little more, but now I'm actually going to be doing more of the podcast. But again, I thank y'all for listening. Of course, you can listen to FNL Radio on and the Doc Report Podcast on the FNL Network, which you can find the shows on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast, find it there, basically. And so, again, just thank you all for running the old shows up in the numbers, because that does count and it does matter. That you all are still interested in the show, even when it's old topics that you probably haven't heard in a long time, even if it's new topics, whatever it's been. I thank you all for listening, and even thank you, especially when it comes to the Doc Report Podcast, for you all coming along with me on my journey as I discuss, you know, my life, basically. You know, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, when I started it almost a year ago, it's been in plant stages for years and years and years, and I never really did anything with it because I was just afraid to be vulnerable in front of people that I don't really know. And so that was the one part of it. And so, and I'm not going to go into a whole sermon about it and everything. I'll talk about that again when it comes to year anniversary, I guess, I suppose. But for now, doing the Doctoral Podcast has been a very good experience for me in particular, because just me allowing myself to be more open with a lot of people, to bring them into my world and who I am. And again, doing the FNL Radio, y'all get one side of me where you get the funny side, that a side of people didn't really know about me. And I just started unleashing that side more and more amongst just everyday people, just being my funny, authentic self. And I don't even try to be funny, but just I call it how it is. And it just is funny and it's humorous and it brings joy and it brings laughter and it brings that sense of, okay, Reggie doesn't seem as stuck up as he seems. I have gotten that preconceived notion before that I appear to be stuck up, I guess. And in some ways, I kind of do, you know, have that standoffish. I'm very observant. I'm very recluse. I'm very, you know, I'm just chill in the back. Y'all do y'all thing, but I'm going to lay in the background type of guy. And that's because it takes a lot for me to really trust people in a way where I can already sense if I don't fuck with you already. Like, that's off the gate. I can sense that from 300 miles away. And so if I know I don't sense that, okay, you good peoples, I would just lay back. I'll play my position, just be cool and laugh, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but no, like at the end of the day, not checking no more. You off the list. You out here. You gone. Bye. So now I do extend myself, parts of myself, to everyone, even if it's at a bar, if it's at a club, an outing, whatever. But I'm still enough to where I'm not going to give you all of my energy. Because I don't need to give all my energy to you for, like, no. If you're giving me dead energy and negative energy, I'm not going to give all my good positive towards you, no. I'm just going to tell you, keep it up. Be good. You know, if you got something going on in your life, talk about it. But, no, I'm not giving you all my bad energy. I mean, all my good energy. So that's that. But it's been, I would say before I start the episode, first, Let me just tell y'all what the episode is going to be about first. The episode is going to, in particular with this one, it's been Pride Month in June, as you all know. And also it's Black Music Month as well. So I'm combining the two forces on this episode where I'm recapping Pride Month, but then also giving you some Pride artists in the Black community that y'all need to look out for, whether mainstream or on the way to be mainstream, because you know we're going to give that positive energy out there. We're going to make sure we let the universe know that these artists that need to be looked out for, and they're just not heard a lot in the mainstream world or on the large scale of the internet world. It's just like a small population of people who know who these artists are sometimes who aren't mainstream. And so with a platform like FNL Radio, and I did this on FNL years ago, and so I love to expose new artists. I love to let people know who you are. And with FNL Radio and Dr. Poor Podcast in the countries with an S on it that I reach on this platform, on this show, I want to be able to extend that opportunity for other people to be able to have their music listened to or their art heard and things of that nature or seen. So that's what I'm doing with this episode, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ plus community. I just want to be able to show that there is so much out there, especially if you don't know what information that you have or the artists that you need to listen to or whatnot. I want to be able to provide all of that on this show and this episode in particular, and going down the road as well. Now, it doesn't just have to be just Pride Month of Black Music History, or Black Music Month, rather. And so the same thing with why I'm doing the show after June. You know, it's July now, it's 1st of July. But the reason I'm doing it after, because I want to show you all that Pride Month is every month. Black Music Month is every month, because hell, Black music is sprinkled in the foundation of a lot of genres, and especially a lot of genres you hear in music and a lot of genres you hear on the radio right now that's not, some hell, most of the time not from Black artists. But we laid that foundation. So I want to be able to, again, just put the two together and make it on this one episode. So it kind of, in a way too, it's kind of like the Dr. Poor and the FNL Radio crossover event. You know, back in the day when Disney used to have those shows like The Sweet Life of That's a Raven, but he'll mix with Hannah Montana and some other shows. It's just like a crossover event, kind of, sort of, if you will. You know, so I'm happy to be able to do this episode and also have a special interview with J. Michael as well, who is an incredible young up-and-coming artist. And I just can't wait for y'all to hear our interview. You know, we dug into the mud with this one. You know, you hear some stuff in the background. Mind your business. I was at the Pride event at Portsmouth Pride. And there's some background noise, but I finagled my magic a little bit to make it heard and make you all be able to hear everything that's going on in the background. So, again, thank you all for your continued support. And let's get into the episode. But before I really dig deep into the episode and get all some music and everything like that and what Pride Month has been going on, I just want to give you some updates on my life real quick. And that's one thing I'm going to do too. I want to check in with you all every time I do an episode based on the previous episode that came out. So the previous episode where I laid it out there as far as someone that I was dating and for like a couple of years on and off, and the impact that it had on me last time and the way that I felt about said situation. And I would just say this. I am at a very healed stage now. At that last time, I was still, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to hold you, I was a mess a little bit, because it was just like, damn. Like, that shit hurts like a knife in your heart type of situation. So I just needed to heal from that, and I needed to get myself together from that. Now, one way I started, as I told you, I'm a very big advocate for speaking to somebody, you know, a therapist, counselor, whoever that you can get to. And that's one thing, too, I wish that was more of an available resource, and a resource that wasn't expensive, and a resource that you didn't always need insurance for or need to come out the bag for, and that's therapy. And so I also had to learn this too in the process, that all therapists aren't good therapists, and I see why people have to move around. So initially, the deaf therapist that I had from the get-go back in 2019, she wasn't on my network for my insurance company that I have through my job now. And so I went through my network and I filtered, because I always do want to give an opportunity for our Black therapists, because sometimes they can reach out more to us. They understand a little more sometimes as well. And it's not always going to be the same with everybody, though. That's when you have to really do your research, because not everyone can relate, can help you on issues when it comes to, you know, your Blackness, or just the things you feel as a Black person, or the things you go through as someone that's Black and that's different than the rest of the world or everyone else. So I found one, and she seemed super cool. So I was like, you know what? Let me click on her, schedule my appointment and everything like that. I'm expressing myself and what I'm feeling. I'm thinking everything's going good because it's someone new. But I wasn't as... When I remember when I met my first therapist, I was like kind of close. I was like, I've never been before. And I've been before, but not to the extent of, okay, these are different things happening in my life now. Back then, it was just more so like school and blah, blah, blah. But now, it's more like relationship type stuff and stress of work and everything. And just trying to understand how to navigate life sometimes. And so I did that. Oh, look, it's 444. All right, my lucky number, people. Angel numbers, if you will. Someone's looking out. All right. So I did that. And so usually after your sessions happen, they give you your summary of what happened and what they recommend for the next visit, I suppose, right? I look at the summary, and I'm looking at a lot of inconsistencies in this report. I'm like, okay, some of this stuff didn't happen. All right. I think one part of it, she was like, I appeared to be crying. Like, first off, I'm wearing glasses, and I'm not crying. I didn't wipe no tears away, nothing like that. I wasn't even feeling like I was going to cry, nothing like that. So don't know what you're talking about. Said something that I mentioned about drinking the night before that I might be inebriated. First off, no, I didn't drink. Yes, I have a bar in my house and everything, but no. I was not drinking the day before, nothing like that, because I just wasn't. I wasn't in that zone to be drinking, so I did not drink. And first off, too, I'm not an alcoholic, so that was not anywhere near the impression that I was drinking or inebriated or anything like that. And then she was like, I seemed to be off focus. Sometimes I was looking over, or, you know, looking off camera or whatever, or appeared to be distracted. Yes. My baby RJ, my little kitten, well, he's not a kitten no more, but my cat, he's 2 years old now. These cats really be in them terrible two ages where they be hopping off the wall, acting crazy, acting a hot-ass mess. He jumping around here like he on the football Philadelphia Eagles team. And so I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I'm looking over just to see what the hell he's doing in the house, because he want to run amok in here. And so he wasn't on chill mode because I was paying attention to him too. Now, everyone who has experienced RJ, they know he is an attention whore. So he wants to have attention on him at all times. If I don't pay attention to him, if I'm on the phone, if I'm on FaceTime, whatever, he will do anything in his power to make sure I know that he is there and I need to be paying attention to him. And so I'm looking at this one like, yo, all this not happened. So what do? I write a strongly worded email. And let's just say I'm going to move on for another one. But yeah, I didn't like that though, because if that didn't happen, if you got my report confused with someone else, because I know she had an appointment right before mine, and my appointment was supposed to start at a particular time, and I didn't get to see her, she didn't get to me until like 20, 30 minutes later. So you missing up reports now, that's the issue with me. And so I don't need those type of problems. Like, make sure you're not going to have me documented as this, that, and the other. So no. And it's not true at all, too. So yeah, I had to move on. So I'm looking for another one now. But I did pick up one tip from that little session, was to start journaling more. And that's something that I haven't done in a long time, where I would just write my feelings out. I would like do it here and there and just kind of skip over. But now I'm actually invested in actually journaling. I bought a couple of journals, and I actually have been writing everything every day and my feelings and stuff like that. So it's been a lot better and a lot more healing for me, too, because, again, I was just kind of just navigating and just kind of just doing it on my own, like, okay, I got this. But I have been, this has been an outlet for sure, the Docport podcast, but then also too, just talking to friends, just being more open and honest about things that's going on. And then also just really settling in what's going on and just writing it out. And when you see it written out, it hits a little different. And so journaling has definitely helped me a lot since that last episode. And so I've been great. I've been going to paying for this Planet Fitness. I've actually been going, and I've been slimming down. I've been like really toning and really like I shed the dead weight, literally and figuratively, basically. And so I feel real good. Been eating clean ish, you know. I've been back in my eating kind of crazy mode because it is summertime now, but I do feel good. I feel good. The fact that I'm pretty much back at my pre-COVID weight, because when COVID hit, we was in that house, 2020, nothing's open, but you can just DoorDash and Uber Eats and cook all the food you want because you don't got nowhere to go for real, and you just stuck in the house bored. So yeah, and creating recipes and everything. So yeah, I definitely picked up some weight, and I hit over 200 pounds for the first time in my life because of COVID. So I was still 220-ish when I started my weight loss journey a while ago, and now I'm like lost 20 pounds, so I'm like at 200, 196. It fluctuates between that, but I feel good though. I look good, you know. So I just got toned up and everything. So that's another journey I'm on too, that I've been really sticking to, and so I'm very happy about myself with that too. So I've been really committed to that. I have been dating, and that's been fun. It's been fun to see different people and how they are and everything like that. And for the first time, someone taking me out, that was different too. And so that was a good experience as well. And I've just been having fun. So even just being, this is another thing that happened. So last weekend, I was just hanging out with some friends. It was after the Pride event in Norfolk. Shout out to my big bro Josh, Mr. Norfolk himself, who's been on the FNL, oh, well, on the Doc Report podcast. He was bartending. And so went out, hung out home, got some drinks and everything like that. And I'm just sitting outside. Some of my other friends that came out, they were somewhere else, getting a drink at another bar in the establishment. And I, all of a sudden, this guy comes to the table, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a setup. Like, who y'all set this up? But no one set it up. It was just a guy just genuinely came to the table and just like introduced himself. And like, good guy. That's a good man, Savannah. But it was fun to really. I wasn't shy. I actually extended myself and had a conversation. I started like, this is a whole different Reggie that you're seeing. I think it comes with age too, I would say too. Coming with age, being a little more older, more confident in oneself. Cause I lost my confidence a while ago. I had my moments where I lose my confidence here and there and stuff like that, or I'd be afraid to say something. But now I'm just more, I'm open. And again, this platform doing the Doc World podcast helped a lot with that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, got to give a shout out to my grandmother who just turned 92 last week as well. I know I'm switching all over the place right now, but my grandma, got a shout out to her. Grandma Ruby. She turned 92 last week on the 27th, and we had a party for her over the weekend on Saturday, and it was a surprise party for her. She loved it. Outside, my parents now, shout out to my dad who's retired. My mom, she would not retire because she loves her job as a nurse, but then also at the same time, she don't want to be in the house bored. So she has so my dad, he's been like cooking their backyard up. Like it is a whole entertainment district back there, like gazebos and the barbecue grills and everything. Like everything is out there. So I'm definitely going to start having functions over there. It got me looking at my backyard like, I got all the space back here too in my backyard. We got like pretty much the same amount of space, where it's a lot of space in the backyard. I'm like, damn, I need to set myself up and get something going on back here. I keep playing. So it inspired me to really push for my backyard to be a nice little situation as well, just like theirs. But yeah, I'm loving their backyard though. So yeah, I like it over there. But so yeah, that was a great time for some family and everything like that. With my grandma being 92, like that's goals right there. And still be in her mind and know what's going on and aware of things. I love that. So that got me hopeful too. Like, in addition to good genes and looking young at 33, I too aspire to be 92 plus and still being in my right mind, still looking good and still moving around. So that's a blessing right there. And also got a shout out to my best friends too, Keenan Speck, talking about looking young, who turns 34 on 7-Eleven. So Keenan, I will be giving you your Slurpee coupons really soon that I've been holding on for the past almost 20 years basically. But shout out to Monique too, my co-host Monique. She heard her birthday last week as well, and Monique is still very much at FNL Radio. She's just been to her big one. She passed her exam and everything like that. We've still been talking, but we still got to get FNL set up to where we got to get the episode structured and everything like that. But she's still very much FNL Radio and still looking for a Google check. But back to Monique, Kina, she came down. I haven't seen her in a year, but Monique came. I'm sorry, Monique, Kina came down with another friend from college who I haven't seen in forever, at least 15 years as well, Divine. And so we all went to Art Institute of Philadelphia at the same time back in 2007. God damn. And freshman year of college, met both of them. Keena met first, and then she introduced me to Divine. me and Keena have been best friends since October 2007. Just thinking about that time frame, just like my homie Rob, we've been best friends forever. Just my homie Rel, we've been best friends for so long. It's so crazy. So I just love that I'm still holding on to these friendships from college that have become lifelong friendships, like honest family friendships where we don't talk for all the time, but when we do talk again and pick back up and reach out and just hang out, it's like nothing, like no time in between. It's like we pick up where we left off at. And I do want to give a shout out to one of my best friends, Derek, who passed away 2009 or around the same time too, which has been a healing experience as well. I would tell you that too, because around this time of year, I always feel a little like, and myself, I talked about that on the FNL too on the episode. I got to think of the episode, but it's one of them episodes. Just go back and listen to probably the first or second episode. But I talk about how around this time of year, at the end of June, early July, I always feel like this something in me just feels like guilt in a sense because of the way I wasn't there at the time of my friend's passing when I was supposed to be at a party, a pool party that he was at, and I was supposed to be there in Jersey, and I didn't make it that day. And I always felt like, man, if I had been there, because we both can't swim, so if he had his partner Crown who can't swim as well, things would have turned out different. But for the first time this year, I didn't feel any guilt. Like, I felt like I felt like he told me in a way, yo, be cool, like be easy, stop beating yourself up. And me talking about it and just being more open about it and the way I was feeling, instead of just always hiding and just having this bad funk of a mood and people don't understand why, and I tell them after the fact what's going on, and I communicated it with people like why I was feeling this way. Now that I'm open and honest about it, I think I feel a little more at ease now. So that's that. And I feel good about it. So rest in peace, Dafik, always love you, and you up there in heaven listening to MJ, or at the MJ concert right now. So that's cool. Like you got the best seat in the house, I see. But yeah, so now let's get into the book, what this episode is going to be about. So Pride events have been going on in June. There's been a lot going on in June as far as Pride is, you know, from all the good stuff and then all the negative stuff to where Target had, you know, pulled their Pride collections and stuff like that because of XYZ. You're not going to get into the details, but y'all know this government basically has interfered, and they felt a way, well, not felt a way, but they felt like they had to move a certain way now. And so I haven't been a Target in a minute because of that too. I felt like y'all really let them punk y'all like that? Cool. All right. See how y'all move. And same with Starbucks. You know, there's been, you know, Starbucks locations that have pulled Pride stuff or, and so it's just like, damn, okay, I see how y'all moving. Cool, it is what it is. So in the midst of that negativity, and again with shit, everything restricting laws or restricting, you know, freedom for both Black and LGBT communities, it's a lot going on right now. So that's why I tell y'all, vote, especially in the local and state levels. Like, please get out there and vote, people. I know there's been primaries here and there, little votes in certain areas and stuff like that. Y'all, please continue to vote, especially election time. And whenever you see an election in your area, in your state, your city, your county, whatever, y'all vote, because y'all see what's going on now with the whole issue with the student loans got, you know, pushed back now, or not pushed back, but just pretty much it ain't happening. We ain't getting that 10,000. We ain't getting the 10 G's to put towards our student loans to cancel it out or nothing. So that's why it's important to vote. And if you didn't vote, you can't, don't say nothing. If you vote for the other side, don't say shit. Don't complain. So it's important for y'all to get out there and vote. That's not an episode for another day. Back coming November when everything starts, the ball for election time. So anyways, so but Pride Month was good overall in general. Portsmouth Pride had their second annual Portsmouth Pride event. I went to the first annual one last year, and that was really cool. So this year, I went. It was very cool. Like, I interviewed J. Michael there. Everyone was out. Like, you see, like, a lot of different people. And that's one thing I've been noticing about a lot of Pride events, especially here in the 757. I've been seeing a lot of people, not just people who are gay and whatnot, but I see a lot of allies come together too. A lot of straight people, females, males, and not just white guys too, not just white straight guys, Black straight guys, like Mexican straight guys, like Puerto Rican, like everyone has been coming together and just being allies. And I think that's one thing that's been very, very noticeable to me that I've been seeing lately, that everyone's been very acceptive. And it's not like how it used to be, where people would used to be like, oh, no, I can't hang with no one gay because this, that, and the other. Or it was always an insecurity. And you start seeing a lot more guys now started to be really comfortable in their masculinity and know who they are and know that, hey, I am who I am. I'm straight, but I still hang with gay people. And it's all good. And so I love seeing that happen nowadays more, especially, again, in the 757, because this area could be very fickle when it comes to support, when it comes to how they feel about different communities that's not theirs and whatnot. And so it's been very cool to see those things happen. And so Portsmouth Pride was just like that. I didn't go to the other ones, but then I went to Norfolk Pride. And Hampton Roads Pride, pretty much the big Pride event in the 757. It was a 3-day event. The first night was the Studio 54 block party at the Norva. Usually they had the block party, which is the pre-kickoff, pretty much, usually at the Scope Arena. But this year they had it at Norva because it was the Studio 54 vibes. You know, everything's been that 70s aesthetic nowadays, you know, from Beyonce's Renaissance, Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia. So a lot of those elements came together with the disco ball, the DJ, playing mixes of songs from the 70s and the 80s. Like, she was playing Luther. She was playing, and I think it's Tiesto, whatever. I can't think of her name right now. Oh, my goodness. But she was dope. Her name started with a T, but she was super, super dope on the whole night. 3 levels of entertainment, of dancing, drinks, everything. I'm one of those people that when I come to an event, I'm going to wear my best theme gear at all times. If I throw a theme party, I want you to come to my party and theme. Even if you just got to wear some theme, some sneakers, or just have an honor screen print t-shirt with just, let's say, whatever, just according to that theme. Just make sure that you're in the compliance with the theme of my event. And so when I went to the Pride and I started seeing people just show up just any old way, I would say a good 60% of people did come dressed up in full 70s attire. They didn't quite grasp the Studio 54 vibe of it, you know, because Studio 54, that would have been a time to be alive. And I actually, no lie to you, I Googled Studio 54, just aesthetics, probably like 2 years ago, because I said I want to have my birthday party that has a Studio 54 vibe to it. But I was like, yo, that would be dope when I turn 54. You know, I always got to do a thing with something. So I'm going to let this be cemented in history on this episode that you'll hear it, so you'll know that I did think about this. So when I turn 54, it'll be 2044. So I would love to have a Studio 54 birthday when I turn 54 in 2044. So that's what I'm putting out there. So all my friends, if y'all are listening, you'll know when I turn 54 in 2044, God willing, I'm going to have my Studio 54 party. So come and you got time to get ready for your best 70s stuff, people. I'm talking, we breaking it out. We having the disco ball with the glitter, all that shit. So, but that was a good party, though. And so everyone out there feeling the vibes, even if they didn't dress up, it was cool. Everything was real cool, though. Fuchsia and her friends were there, some of the drag queens and everything. And then I was at part of the media, you know, shout out to my media pass, because I am that guy, you know, the Doc Report, FNL Radio. When I post on social media, it gets attention as far as promoting and visibility and everything. And so I did that. And had my camera, because, you know, Mr. Official, shots by Doc now, got the DSLR back out, bringing the camera back out, the lens and everything. I'm back in my professional bag when it comes to photography. Again, something I had to come lean back into after just putting it off for a while and just getting back to who I want to be with my stuff right now. So I got my camera, and it was another photographer that was there. I wish I got her name, and she probably told me her name, but I just forgot it. But she came, and she was like, I know we do this all the time. We're always taking pictures of other people, but we never take pictures of ourselves, and you are so, like, dressed down. Like, you look so good. And she was like, let me see your camera. So she took my camera, did her settings and everything like that, and she took these bomb pictures of me. And so I got to post them, too, to collide with this episode that will be posted later. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then Saturday, that's when it was the big turnout. I feel like it's a lot more people than it usually is at Time Point Park when it comes to the Pride event. Again, it was a lot of people, a lot of allies, a lot of people in the community, a lot of people who are coming out to it for the first time and things like that. And Mo Hart performed, and J. Michael performed, and other few performances as well. Mo Hart killed it too. I gotta say, Mo Hart. That's when basically stated how she grew up in the 757 at one point. With Oscar Smith or some other school in Suffolk and everything like that. But there was a call and response moment when Moheart would play, like, let me see how the audience, how y'all can react to these songs. Playing the most ratchet shit. Like, I'm talking Get Low. Damn, what other songs was it? It was a lot of other songs. Church Girl, all these other songs. And a lot of ratchet shit, too. I can't think of the songs right now, but I had a video of it. But she was, everyone knew all the ratchet shit. She said she thought she was coming to do some clean, pristine type stuff and just be like, oh, I'm gonna, this album's going to be a little vanilla, so I'm just going to play, like, the commercial stuff. But no, everyone knew the ratchet shit. No, what color you are, everyone knew all the ratchet shit. So, yeah. Oh, the Whisper song, like, it was a lot. So, yeah. Yo, everyone knew everything. And so that was a good, very, very, very good performance. So shout out to Moheart and the dancers as well. And so, yeah, everything, it was so hot out there. I didn't even drink out there. Typically, I would like to get, like, a nice little drink. Even they had samples of Tito's and lemonade and Sprite. I didn't even do the samples because it was just too damn hot outside. But it was fun, though. I loved it. So can't wait for next year Pride events. Just love it, you know. And I want to get on the committee or just get my 2 cents to people who I think should be performing there too. Moheart killed the other person. I can't think of the name right now. Oh, it started with an S though, but he did good. But I know some people, Hampton Roads Pride, I know some people that y'all can bring on board. Like, I talk to me, I'll give y'all some suggestions. But I know some people who will really kill it out there too. So 2024, definitely want to make sure y'all get some more people out there as well, as far as performers. But anyways, speaking of, one person I do want to see out there who I think would be super dope is Julian King. Now, Julian King is someone who is super talented from Philly. Shout out to Philly, you know, home and everything. He is someone who does it all, writes, sings, produces. He does his thing on stage, dancing, the choreography. He has some dope visuals, some dope ideas and everything that he executes. He's been seen on The Voice. He's been seen on the Samsung competition that came out recently. He's been everywhere, and I still feel like he needs to be bigger than what he is. Like, I don't, I'm at a loss for words as to why he's not as big as he should be. But hey, in due time, you know, it's all about timing. Everything doesn't happen right away. Some people take years to get on. But he's at the right trajectory. As always, he's not giving up. And he's someone that's super, super, super dope. And so I wanted to give a shine on here. I definitely want him on the show, too. We talked about it, Julian. You know, we talked about it on the show. Because there's something I want to talk about, too. When you come onto the show, there's something I want to talk about. Pretty much the first time that we met as well. And so I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to wait. Leave that little nugget for whenever you come on the show. But anyways, I do want to play right now Julian's song, All Boys Aren't Blue, here on the Doc Report Podcast.
Song to help shape the way America sees black and brown boys. And I hope that when you listen to this, you understand where I'm coming from.
Too many times I had to apologize. Too many times I wish you got it. So I didn't have to wake up in the morning. I'm never gonna be worshipped. Too many times I gave up my position. Too many times I gave you satisfaction. And now I regret it because I wasted my time. And I'm not who you want. I gotta be true to who I am. I gotta be faithful to where I stand. I can be true to whoever knows me and really loves me for who I am. I lose some friends, unfortunately. But I'd rather be down for only me. Cause everybody tryna live a life that brings a little peace, yeah. Because all boys aren't blue to me, yeah. You see, some boys, they cry. Some boys gotta work hard and feel hard, understand, with a little pride. Some boys like boys, and nothing else in the world feels true. Some boys are waiting for y'all to realize that all boys are blue, yeah, yeah. So many times I thought to myself what I would be with you and everybody else, and them just chose me. I cry for help, how you not see it, and say you love me. Is that what love is? Yeah. And living black and pink is testament to future me. Be an example of what's strongest so the world can see. And hear me saying, yeah, I love you, yeah, I adore you, I'm fighting for you. Gotta be true to who I am. I gotta be faithful to where I stand. I can be true to whoever knows me and really loves me for who I am. I might lose some friends, unfortunately, but I'd rather be down for only me. Cause everybody trying to live a life that brings a little peace, yeah. Because all boys are blue.
All right, everyone, that's Julian King there with All Boys Aren't Blue. And continue to support Julian King. If you don't know who he is, get familiar with everybody. Check him out on Instagram, on YouTube, Twitter. Twitter is a shit show right now. But anyways, as always, every month. Anyways, also on digital streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, all that good shit. Make sure you support his music because he is definitely one of the ones, people, he one of the ones. So make sure you tune in, check him out and everything like that. And hopefully, fingers crossed, to get him on the show real soon. Just putting it out there, Julian, again. Nah, anyways. Another person who I want you all to get familiar with as well is J. Michael. Now, if you don't know who J. Michael is, he is Coco's son from SWV. He's a young guy out here leading the charge in the 757 area as far as music and being a content creator. He got his YouTube show that he's been doing for years now. You've seen him here and there on the show. It's kind of like we almost watched him grow up in a sense. Like, if y'all remember, SWV had the first reality show on WeTV, SWV Reunited, and he was on there like as a young kid, just tall as hell, but he was a young kid. So now he's like 20 but still tall as hell, and so it just was cool to see his elevation again. I saw him at Pride, Portsmouth Pride, last year in June in 2022, and so to see him this year again, compared his first set to his new set, you see the growth there. You see the different energy and everything. And so I'm just happy to be seeing him do his thing as well. And so we talk about a lot on this interview, you know, from him going back to school and being a dentist that his mom wanted him to be, and who he was, it weak or is it rain, which is your favorite. That was a lot of fun stuff. And then also, too, just really knowing who he is as J. Michael and being a good interview and a good journalist. Cause some people still can't catch that drift out here in this world where you don't always got to ask everyone about everyone that's famous associated to them. So I didn't make this interview about SWV. I didn't make this interview about Coco. I just add little nuggets just here and there, but I didn't make it about that. So some of y'all people, when y'all still asking about Beyonce, when you interviewing Michelle, Chloe or Halle or Kelly Rowland, like, learn how to navigate and learn how to just drop nuggets, but just not make it all about that. But anyways, I'm not going to tell y'all how to be yourselves because y'all don't know how to interview anyways. But anyways, that's why I'm here. But yeah, so here's the J. Michael interview that we did again. There's some background noise because where we recorded the interview at was outside. But I did filter it enough to where you can hear the interview. But it's a really good one, though. So here's J. Michael right now with our interview.
I have a special guest here today. Now, you've probably seen him on IG, probably seen him on Twitter. You've seen him on TV recently on SWV and Escape, the Queens of R&B. But now we have J. Michael here, everyone. How's it going today?
Going pretty good. Just had an amazing performance, so I'm in good spirit.
Okay, all right, that's good. All right, so it's been a year since your first Pride performance. I came to the one last year. It was the first Portsmouth Pride. It was your first performance. So how was that, your first time last year compared to this year?
It's way different energy-wise, precision-wise, perfection-wise. I was at rehearsals for 2 weeks straight trying to get this show and everything right. So this year compared to last year, two different performances.
All right, yeah, cause I know you're hard on yourself. I know you beat yourself up. I thought it was good, but you had your little critique on it. But as an artist, you know, you have your moments where you critique yourself. All right. So how would you rate your performance this year compared to last year?
This year, I'd give it a solid, like, 8. Last year, I'm going to give it a solid 5.
Okay.
But I won't be satisfied until I get a 10.
All right, yes. That's how it is. All right, so when you finally released your performance your debut single last year, Forever Be, how was that moment and the support that you received from that as well?
It was amazing. The support and the love that everybody showed me, it was crazy. I didn't realize how many people were really going to, like, buy the song and download it and stream it.
what's next with music? You know, you have a new single coming out, a new EP, an album. Like, what's the deal with that?
Well, I was going to release an EP, but I'm going to put that on hold for a little bit. Kind of go back to the drawing board.
All right.
I have a music video I'm working on for Never Be. I have another single that's going to come out, and I'll talk about that when the time comes.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm always forever working behind the scenes.
Okay. And, like, it's never late because you see old songs right now still charting and stuff like that, so Never Be could still be... That top song real soon with the video coming and everything like that. So we've seen the saga of you deciding between college and pursuing music on SWV and Escape, the Prince of R&B. When we saw the conversation between you and your mom, the legendary Coco, what's the update right now with school and music? So are you going back to school? Is still that still on ice right now? Are you still in your creative space?
So on the show when I said I was going back to school, I actually went back to school.
Okay.
I went back for a semester, then I stopped again, so I can take my full year off.
Okay.
So I'll be picking back up next year in January, finishing out my 4 years.
All right, that's good. All right, feature Dennis right here in the R&B. All right, so when was the moment that you realized music is where it's at for you?
When I started seeing everybody's paying attention to me. True story, that's the only reason why I started seeing, because I wanted followers on social media.
Okay. All right, we're going to get to that in a little bit about your YouTube and everything. But as an artist, what has influenced you as an artist and as a performer?
As an artist, my mother, Usher, Michael Jackson, you know, all the greats. As a performer, Beyonce and Usher are my top two.
Okay. I see the little influences on stage as well with your performance. All right, so what is your sound and your theme for your project whenever it's, you know, you're ready for it? Or is that still top secret?
That's top secret.
Okay, all right. We just wait when we hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So for those who have never experienced a J. Michael performance experience, how would you describe your show to everyone?
Fun, creative, let loose, live, being unapologetically you. You know, just being free. That's all it's about.
All right. And so how important is it for you to perform at Pride Events, especially here in the 757 and Hampton Roads area?
It's amazing. You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm glad that my city is showing me so much love. It feels good.
Okay. All right, so Pride is all about being who you are for your pride. Shout out to the IG, Twitter video. All right, when was that you became comfortable being who you are?
When I came out to my mama and she said it was okay.
All right, that's how it is. All right, so we've seen your recent tweets about the wild IG DMs and the people being real wild in them. How do you manage that in those crazy moments?
Easy, block.
Block is where it's at. All right, so those who are listening who want to get to go about it the right way, what's your type of, how does a person approach you?
I'm very approachable. Unapproachable. Uh-huh. Let me say that. I'm very unapproachable. I have a natural mean mug.
Uh-huh.
So you already kind of get me if you can come up to me in person and kind of, you know, sway me like that.
Right.
But you got to be taller than me, a little more masculine, and that's it. But I'm not looking right now.
Yeah, don't be blocked. Don't get blocked. All right. So now we're going to do like a little flash question, a little quick game. Something just for people to get to really know who you are as well. So your top 5 songs you've been listening to.
Oh, well, lately it's been my show set.
Uh-huh.
So I like Flossin', right. Save Me, Never Be, and we gonna throw in a Beyonce song, you know.
That's fair. All right, your top 5 artists of all time.
Usher, SWV, Beyonce, Michael Jackson. Oh, that's hard.
Right.
I thought Destiny's Child. I know that's like saying Beyonce twice, but it's a different.
Yeah, it is. All right. The last one that made you feel all the emotional feels.
Probably like Feel Me Cry by Chloe.
Okay. All right. Your favorite guilty pleasure.
Ooh, I don't know if I have one of those.
Okay. All right, a song that randomly pops in your head at any given moment and you just gotta sing it.
Body Do by Chloe.
All right, that's, yeah. All right, your favorite shows or movie to watch when you need to pick me up?
I Am World Tour by Beyonce.
Okay, all right. All right, the worst date you've been on?
I went out to the movies and he forgot his wallet at home, so I had to pay for everything.
Okay, that's how they do. All right. All right. All right. Beach vacation or big city destination?
Where at? What city or what?
It could be any city, any big city, or any beach. What would you?
Oh, not country beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A little international destination. All right. All right. Week or rain?
Week.
Okay. All right. Favorite brand or wear?
Gucci.
All right. Go to snack.
I'm not a snacker.
Okay. All right. Or most memorable concert you've been to?
Concert?
Uh-huh.
Probably a Justin Bieber concert.
Okay. All right. So you've been killing it for a long time now with the YouTube vlogs. What got you into doing them? And because we like your own reality show for real. Like, we see you go to the gym. We see you do your front of errands and everything. So how did you get into that?
I started YouTube because I saw De'Aaron and Ken when they were together. I was obsessed with them, so I started doing YouTube. Then it kind of blew up, and I noticed that people were actually interested in my life. Uh-huh. So I started vlogging more, and, you know, it's been history ever since.
All right, yes. All right, so besides music and being the future dentist, what else do you see yourself being creatively? I know you said you're multi-hyphenated on stage. You said you're going to be a model. You're doing everything. So what else do you see yourself doing besides the music and being a model, being a content creator?
Definitely creative directing. You know, I did my home show, so choreo, all that stuff. I do all of that. So just branching out more into like the entertainment world is what I'm trying to do.
All right, that's good. All right, so what advice would you give to those that are still afraid to be who they are but also going after their dreams?
Stay true to you, find a good support system, and everything will be okay.
All right. So what's next for the rest of the summer in 2023? I know you got some more performances coming up real soon in the area as well for the other prize.
Yes.
What else you got coming up?
So for the rest of June, I'll be doing prize, Norfolk, Hampton, Virginia Beach. We're working on some Atlanta dates, so that'll be fun. And just kind of perfecting my craft, you know, YouTube, music, all that stuff. I can't say everything that's in the works.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that you guys will find out maybe July, August.
Okay. All right. So that's the next final question right here. So let the people know where they can find you and keep up with the J. Michael Experience and what you got coming soon and everything.
You can follow me everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that jazz at J. Michael, JAYYEMICHAEL. That's JAYYEMICHAEL.
All right. Well, I do thank you for coming to FNL Radio and the Dr. Core Podcast.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your time. Keep doing what you're doing because your performance is on fire. And know you're hard on yourself, but keep going.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, and that's it.
Get this message, cause all you did to me, you won't see heaven. I gave you up my heart and you just went and tore it right apart. I don't know why you play me like you did. So pack your shit and make it quick. I never wanna see your face again. That's why
you could never be. Why can't you see all the things you've done to me?
So you regret them. Begging for a second chance, you need to get to stepping. You put me down and knocked off my crown. I still need to know, oh baby, why you play me like you did? So pack your shit and make it quick. I never wanna see your face again. I treated you good, put you in a mood to
took you to my hood, but baby, you're no good for me. I really wanted you so bad, but you're no good for me, baby.
You could never be. Why can't you see
all the things you've done to me?
All right, so that was J. Michael there with his debut single, Never Be. And again, that interview was dope. I loved it. So again, y'all continue to support J. Michael and make sure you check out a J. Michael Experience whenever you can, because he really puts on the show. Like, he really, you can tell he's at that stepping stone where whenever he gets on out here, oh, the production's going to be out of this world with him. So I love it. I love to see it. So shout out to J. Michael. More things to come, I'm pretty sure of it. Speaking that to the universe for sure. And so, play the single Never Be, which is a dope vibe as well, a dope R&B song. And again, he has new music coming soon, but we'll get the details real soon here on FNL Radio on the Dr. Port podcast, so can't wait for that. But it goes back to, again, everyone who's not visible to everybody and giving that shout out on here and being able to show everyone else, like, yo, check him out, like, he's super dope, like, you don't know what you're missing out on. And that's another thing I feel like with Virginia sometimes too, where people don't really know a lot of artists from Virginia are super super dope as fuck. And so another person that's from Virginia too is Trap Cry. Now y'all probably have heard the name, you know, he does this thing on Twitter and everything like that and on social media, and he has a great way of marketing. I would say that, like, the OnlyFans, especially in 2020, when he's promoting the singles, that was genius, actually. Because y'all nasty hoes out there, no no shame in the hoes, but y'all was thirsting for the OnlyFans, and then he promoted his music in between. I was like, yo, now that's some real marketing shit. That was dope as hell. Use that advantage and market your shit. I love it. So he have a slew of songs, like, from years and years ago. I've known this Trap Cry since he was Garlic Bread. That's dating back to the back in the days. So I'm talking about MySpace days, everybody. So he has a lot of songs out, but one song in particular that I really do like a lot, it's a record called Sugar Daddy. And he's from the 804. So we're going to get into some Trap Cry right now, Sugar Daddy, from the VA area as well, people. So y'all check it here, the Doc Port podcast.
Why don't you do what those niggas do? Get out of here, give me money too. kinda cute, but you're more fine. Fine, is it a sign? Cash, quarters and dime. The summer is contagious. I need a nasty cruise. Take me somewhere out where it's sunny. If you feeling audacious, what you willing to prove? Get out of here and go get me money. You have plenty, thousand, 3,000 and two.
Spend it fast, boy.
You let other dudes make a fool of you.
So that ass, boy.
Why don't you do right like some boss niggas do?
With the cash, boy.
Get out.
Right, that was Trap Cry with Sugar Daddy here on FNL Radio meets the Doc Report podcast, the crossover event of the world, everybody. But yes, definitely check out Trap Cry because he's super, like, man, y'all got to listen to his music. I'm just going to put it out there. And it gets a lot of people, too. Tatashi we had on the show, too. Super dope. He's another one, too, that I need to look out for as well, which we're going to have him on the show when he starts dropping music and everything for sure. Did a great episode with him too, not too long ago, the Can't Stop Won't Stop episode. So Tatashi, shout out to you again, and your musicality is crazy as well. So that's one thing I love about presenting here on the show for y'all, can get y'all familiar with some of these new artists that y'all don't know about on everyday level. And so another person that y'all should know about, I'm gonna take it back to the days of VA. Like, I'm talking like Country Boy. I'm talking about You Can't Get No Ooh Wee. I'm talking about Giving Me a Rush. Me and my homie Chris, we started, well, I brought him on as my co-host on FNL Radio back in the day because we always used to talk music and entertainment news and stuff like that. And he was my friend. That was my best friend. Like, we were always close and everything like that. I haven't seen Chris in a while, though. I'm still on the search for where Chris is at. If y'all know where Chris is at, y'all let me know. But young Chris, like, me and him used to talk our crazy shit all the time. And one artist that we went hard on, I will admit, because we wanted to see her win, and that was Tyra B, everybody, from Petersburg, Virginia. Yo, like, she was... label politics, stuff that we knew that we couldn't put onto the surface on the internet, on the web and stuff back then, even though we weren't messy, but we could have said some stuff, but we didn't say anything. But we knew what the label politics were at the time and what it was about. And now I love that Tyra B is living her best authentic life out here in these streets right now. She's dating one of my favorite people who I, again, early internet days, someone that I truly, truly love, Miss Gia. Like, oh my God, y'all remember Miss Gia from the YouTube days? Like, she, that's why I still love that there was someone else who knew who the system's Don't Disturb the Groove was, because she used to play the hell out of that song. And I love that song too. And I didn't know no one else was familiar with that song for real, outside of back in that time when it came out in the 80s. But for me, like, I'm a music head through and through. And I think I was like 16 when I discovered that song, like 2006. And I just remember hearing it like on Music Choice. And I always loved it. And so this one, you had to find stuff on LimeWire, but I didn't really have it. So I had to like tape record it from the TV so I could play it on my little tape recorder. But yeah. I'm happy for them too. But Tyra B is someone who she's dope. I love her. And so she re-recorded one of her songs that I still wish had a video to it, and I still wish they promoted it more. But you heard it all the time here in VA in the 757 area in particular. Even in Philly, when I would go home to Philly, I would hear it there too. But Still in Love, and she re-recorded it. And it just had a resurface moment recently when Keke Palmer and Terrell sang on the Terrell show recently, and Keke Palmer gave her flowers on that song. So yes, I love to see it. So here is Tyra B, Still in Love, the re-recorded version that she recorded this 2 years ago. So here it is, people.
What I gotta do, everything I say, everything I do, you seem to think that I can't tell the truth. What I gotta do to prove to you,
I'm still in love.
Even though try. You seem like you'll never be satisfied. All you seem to care about is who, what, when, and why. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I just wanna throw it back to the day around my way in VA, when everything was cool and all I had to say was trust me, babe. But now, no,
everything has changed. Will it always, always be this way? And I know that that's all my fault. One night of pleasure really calls.
It really calls me.
I'm the one so wrong.
I know I was wrong.
Tables have turned.
Tables have.
The one to play with, get right or get gone. Never been the type to accept less than the best. If that's a problem, you can get dropped off like the rest.
Not a shame to say in my 30s, I'm high maintenance.
No.
If you wanna get with me, you better come through and I play with it.
I write the rules and by them you must abide. Don't give a damn how you feel about them inside.
Please take care of me.
Please take care of me. No more. Can't meet my standards, don't walk through my door. Negative intentions get clogged just like that. Been through this story and I ain't going back.
Not ashamed to say in my 30s I'm high
maintenance. No, no, no.
If you wanna get with me, you better come through and I'll play with
you. No, no, I say this devoid of ego or pride. Can't get with this, then don't get on my ride.
Yeah.
special. Nothing about that change, cause we're talking and I'm with you. All I ask is that you be by my side. Bring me no heartache and don't waste my time. While we're talking about time, just let me say, spend another moment, won't waste another day. Making myself small so I can fit in your space. These other dudes may do it, but over here I stay in my place.
Right, that was Saint Smith, Take Care of Me, from his new album that y'all need to go check out as well. Saint Smith, I've been following him for years and 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 years too. And so he is another incredible, like, you hear them runs in that song like crazy. And it's giving me like Dark Child 2000s vibes, and I love it. Like, so he is someone who y'all really, really, really need to be familiar with. Y'all may know him on social media, but y'all need to know him on the music level, like for real, because he's someone that can kill it. So shout out to Saint Smith. Definitely got to have you on the show. Tyra B. I definitely got to have Tyra B on the show too. I've been trying to do that since like 2009, but there was, again, some label politics that was blocking some stuff. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. But anyways, love both those artists and all the artists I've been playing today for on the show as well. And so we've been having some singing ass people that's in the black music space hole, that's also part of the LGBTQ plus community as well. And so another person who I think is super dope, and she be spitting some true shit, especially on her new album that just came out, but she be really giving you the game for real. And but she's like, I don't want to say cocky, but it's like she just know her shit, and she just like, it's a confidence that's like, yo, that's dope as hell. And one of the people that she's written for recently, y'all know the song, it's one of my favorites, Virgo's Groove. And how she mentioned it was a song that she had written called Right Here Right Now. Then when it got to the Beyonce and camp, it changed to Virgo's Groove as we know it now. And so I just love that for her. Jazzy, everybody, she's part of Love Records. Shout out to Bad Boy, shout out to Puff, shout out to my old stumping grounds, literally stumping grounds when I was on the Bad Boy Street team back in my college days. So I love to see Jazzy out here getting her flowers as well, but then also still, I still want to see her get recognized more. I still want to be on that level. So shout out to Jazzy. Here's her song that I'm going to play right now. That's, I love this song too. Like, it, again, it's been some real shit that you can relate to, that's been super dope as fuck, but commotion, everybody, here on the Dr. Port Podcast.
She good, I'm good, we golden, yeah. Can't fix what isn't broken. She likes to start commotion, cause that's what gets her open. Yeah. Yeah. I give sweet love to my baby. Kiss those lips, drive her crazy. She wants her way when she wants. I made a monster, too much ain't enough for her. She like to fight, she like to fuck, she like to put friends in our bitch. Taking off her clothes, jumping on me quick, say I bet not fuck no other bitch. She kinda buy, she kinda polar, she kinda sexual. But every time it is, we do it again, I'm waking up next to her. Feels like foreplay. Oh,
Shawty get like that, trip like that when she don't get her way. Get revenge so fast, try to lock me in the house to keep me in my place. When I think back, it's some toxic shit, but I'ma love my shawty anyway. Now when she get like that, trip like that, marathon night, we don't get no rest.
My girl, she like to fight, she like to fuck, she like to put friends in our bitch. Taking off her clothes, jumping on me quick, see I bet not fuck no other bitch. She kinda bad, she kinda polar, she kinda sexual. But every time it ends, I do it again, I'm waking up next to her.
Again, everybody, get familiar with Jazzy, everybody. Love, 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 love Jazzy. And again, it's been cool to highlight these artists on this episode because I feel like this growth, there's still, you know, you have people that's mainstream that have their moments, you know, who are able to switch to the mainstream side and still be who they are. For example, you have Lil Nas X, of course, you have Frank Ocean, and you have a slew of other people, but when it comes, you know, but it's only like a select few black people who can actually enter that space where they can be themselves and they can get that popularity in a sense. They can have their music playlists everywhere. They have their songs played on the radio everywhere. They have their songs in movies, commercials, everything. But you still have some people who, you know, they have to go extra beyond on social media just to make a presence, but they still can't make a dent in the charts sometimes or things like that. So it's a lot that still has to grow when it comes to black artists in the creative space. No matter, even if it's acting, if it's whatever entertainment aspect of being a black queer artist, you still have to fight through some things just to get to that level. Or you have to already be established and then you come out to your own and then you're already set. So it's like you're already there. Like no one else can really say anything because you're already made your mark. But when you're just coming in straight out the gate, who you are, and it still doesn't get you there. Especially, and again, especially in our community on urban radio, on urban mainstream, on everything, there's still like, you're good enough to talk about on blogs, but they're not going to promote your music for real. You're not going to be played on radio. You're not going to be talked about here, but you can come in for an interview. But once you leave that interview, they're not going to play your songs. And so I feel like there's still that standard where we have to really, you know, all aspects, just have everyone be able to be who they are and be themselves for your pride, but then also to have that same pride be able to play on mainstream radio. But I do see a lot more, I would say there's a lot more openness amongst, you know, black people and being acceptive of who is gay and who are able to be themselves, and people are respecting that. And there's, you know, there's still a lot that we gotta cover. Go shout out to a lot of our, you know, trans sisters who have been murdered, killed, things of that nature, because people can't, are and the feeling and their own masculinity, that they're upset at themselves or whatever, and so they're taking it out on other people. And so I hope everything in that regard, I pray everything in that regard gets better too. And also just knowing that you're enough, like, again, just continue to be yourself. I know sometimes you have to hide yourself in certain spaces too, because it's still that if you were born at a certain time in life where, you know, things weren't as open as they are now, where you still have to wonder, okay, if I'm this way, I have to code switch. You know how sometimes you have to code switch at work when, you know, when you're black and you have to, you know, you're talking your regular ass nigga voice, as my nigga voice is cracking out right now, excuse me. Shout out to voice changing. Anyways, you have to code switch, and sometimes you have to put on your customer service voice and you have to talk like this and that. And when you're comfortable with someone, then you can get back to your regular voice, right? It's kind of like that in the gay world too. And when you was at a certain level where you feel like, okay, you have to talk a certain way, but you also can't be a certain way amongst other people too. Like, you kind of have to hide yourself in a sense, but there are times when it's the right by people and they don't even know it, or you could be talking just to regular people and they don't know what you got going on either. And not because you're hiding yourself, but it's just who you are. Like for me, I'm just who I am, but if you want to know, just ask and I'll let you know what's up. So that's what that is. But yeah, I'm hoping for more progress with us, and it's appearing that way too. And so I'm loving it. I'm loving the growth of people being acceptive in our community. You know, still work, but I'm loving that what's going on. So yes, I'm happy I was able to do this episode for you all. And you can catch me on the Dr. Poor Podcast on FNL Radio on the FNL Network. Again, you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google, Amazon Music, rather. I feel like it's somewhere else too I'm missing. But wherever you listen to your podcast, you can listen to on those platforms there. Shout out to my co-host Monique. And be more episodes real soon. Real soon. I've been at this. Episodes are actually recorded that I'm putting out very, very soon, everybody. So make sure you'll be on the lookout for that. And more real life topics here on the Docport Podcast. But I'm going to leave out this episode. Oh, and follow me on social media too. Instagram, MR_DOC, Mr. Doc on there. Again, MR_DOC. On TikTok, The Doc Report. On Twitter. See, Twitter is up in the air right now. Because apparently I missed a few days of Twitter and then it's a whole new switcheroo right now. Something that's going on with some daily limited seeds and rates and whatever. I don't know. So if you can, for now, Mr. Doc, MRDOC on Twitter. And I think that's it. But that's all social media. I don't use Snapchat like that. Too many damn spam bots now. But anyways, it is what it is. But I thank you all for tuning into this episode of the Doc Report Podcast, being who you are for your pride. Now, I'm going to close out this episode with a song that hits near and dear to my damn heart, everybody. Kehlani was in her big bag when she wrote this one. Now, she wrote it about her relationship, which we had to play Connect the Dots, because the whole time was about her relationship with Victoria Monet. I'm like, all the signs are leading to Drunk When I Call You Monet. You know, I was like, oh, that makes some damn sense now. Everything is making sense. And Masego, too, is not a 757 representative to ODU, but Masego playing the sax on this. You know, I played the alto sax in middle and high school, so that's an instrument after my own heart. But Kehlani, Hate the Club. Ooh, I've run into those experiences before. I've run into those moments when I've seen someone who I used to talk to in the club and I just want to go. I'm like, yo, can we just get out of here? I see this person. And you start reminiscing, start thinking like, damn. But Hate the Club is a song after my own heart. And yeah, Kehlani, you was in your big one for this one. So thank you for writing that record. But here it is, people, to close out the show. Because we all can relate to this moment here. Hate the Club. And thank y'all for tuning in. Till next time.
Dollar baby, oh. Working on self-control, oh, baby, no, oh. Finna get antisocial, oh, yeah. Damn, you know I hate the club, but I came 'cause I knew you'd show up. Maybe if I drank enough, I'll make my way over. It's a Saturday shopping in LA, yeah, that's your shit. On the second floor with your pants down low, hanging off your hips. I walked out the section door, though, baby, yeah. Lost all my self-control, though, baby, yeah. Oh, you wanna get antisocial, baby? We could head home, baby. Damn, you know I hate the club. DJ say my name, DJ shouting me out. Order another round and round and round. Drunk when I call you my name, begging you to walk me out. Say you miss me when I leave roof. I came all this way to see you. Every word you say is see through. You be lying, baby, me too. But have to be with you to cheat you. Little toys, let me feed you. I drank enough.